Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Clemson is doing a lot of things right. Dabo Swinney's doing almost everything right. I say almost because he did something on Saturday that I wasn't a huge fan of. Here's what that sounded like.
Look at Clemson. Hey, yep. Dabo's had a rough week. Dabo doesn't have too many bad weeks. Dabo's had a rough week and even up 28 to nothing. He's going to let people hear about it.
He's trying to get the entire team ready. He knows what's down the road. Right. He knows what this team is capable of, and you can't get where you want to go without a kicker, a reliable kicker. And right now, he's not sold on BT Potter.
So BT Potter, I'm critical of Dabo for this because BT Potter missed a kick, he missed a chip shot, and Dabo Swinney publicly berated him on the sideline for all to see in a nationally televised game on ABC. I was watching the game with my girlfriend from the stands and from the 50-yard line, mind you, and I could hear the scolding from Dabo Swinney to BT Potter. And I've got a problem with it. And look, I understand that people hate the wussification of America, and I do too. But I've got a problem with publicly berating a kid because he missed something that he was trying his hardest at. BT Potter didn't intend to miss the kick. I don't believe you berate a player for doing his best and failing the same way you would a receiver for dropping a pass, a lineman for jumping off sides, a player for drawing a personal foul penalty, right? Those are mental errors. Those are a lack of focus. Those might be a lack of effort, especially if you got a player not hustling to make a tackle. That's what I can't stand. That's what really, really bugs me. But for Dabo to publicly berate a kicker who just missed a kick doing his best to do so, I've got a problem with that. I've got a problem with that, and I don't mind sharing that with you. Yes, I host the Clemson postgame show. Yes, I think Clemson is the best program in college football. Yes, I think Dabo Swinney's the best coach in college football. But that particular incident did not sit well with me. I've played sports, I've been coached, I've been yelled at, I've been cursed at. Great managers praise in public and criticize in private. And whereas I realize that football is a very passionate game, I thought that was one of those where Dabo should have said to BT, see me in my office after the game, and then make the change. Since that time, he's now switched to Stephen Sawicki as the kicker. And BT Potter lost his job because, for all we know, one missed kick. That, to me, is a bad look for Dabo Swinney and the public berating of BT on the sidelines.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.